AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some parts of flood-soaked South Carolina got some heavy rain overnight, but Rich Thacker at the National Weather Service is not worried.
Most of those heavy rains fell in very rural areas, so we have not heard of any flooding impacts from that region there. So we actually came out fairly unscathed, considering some of the heavier rains that fell off to our northwest over the Midlands and over the PD region of South Carolina.
The forecast in South Carolina calls for a week of dry weather, expected for a small chance of rain, except for a small chance of rain on Tuesday. Low gas prices are being blamed for no increase in benefits next year for millions of Social Security recipients, disabled veterans, and federal retirees. By law, the annual cost of living adjustment is based on a government measure of inflation, which is being dragged down by lower prices at the pump. Some hardline Republicans in the House, like Freedom Caucus Chairman Jim Jordan, are indicating they could be persuaded to support Paul Ryan as the next Speaker of the House.
We're much more concerned about reforming the institution. This is not just about who the next Speaker is. It's about what's going to change. The business-as-usual attitude around there, changing that is foremost on our minds.
Jordan was on Fox News Sunday. Ryan has indicated he is not interested in being Speaker, but a number of Republicans are trying to convince him to take the job. In Iran, that's the sound of a successful test firing of a long-range ballistic surface-to-surface missile. It was the first test since Iran and world powers reached an historic nuclear deal. Iran's official news agency says the parliament approved an outline of a bill that would allow the government to enact the agreement. Some technology issues are delaying some flights at Southwest Airlines. Passengers are being processed manually when they come to the airport. Southwest is asking customers to arrive at least 2 hours before their scheduled departure. This is AP Radio News. The number one movie at the box office again this weekend is The Martian, starring Matt Damon. Hotel Transylvania 2 finished second. The big bust this weekend was Pan.
If I'm going to trust you, I need to know your name.
It's Hook. The name's James Hook. Happy?
No!
The Magic of Neverland did not translate onto the big screen. Pan earned about $15 million in ticket sales this weekend. It cost $150 million to produce. It was quite a parade today in Paris. The parade was of cars driven by one of the movie's biggest spies.
Bond. James Bond.
There were nearly 20 cars featured in James Bond movies over the years that went down the Champs-Élysées, including the Sunbeam Alpine in 1962's Dr. No and the Aston Martin used in the newest Bond movie, Spectre, which premieres this fall. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.